Thank you. Thank you so much. She's right. I am a stand-up, so I will be discarding this section of the technology. For a long time, I was a professional theater artist, and of course, like with all things, you have to start somewhere, so that's what my story is about. I graduated from the University of Colorado in Boulder in 2005, and toward the end of my time there, we had decided, a group of theater students, a cohorts of mine, and I had decided that we were going to start this theater company, and we were in the midst of deciding what city we were going to move to, and we were part of three different classes graduating from 2005 to 2007. So that meant, as an elder of the group, I had the opportunity to take 2 years and do whatever I wanted, and meet in whatever city we were going to move to in 2 years. 2 years when you're 22 is a long time. So I thought, what better way to spend the next 2 years of my life than bumming around Chicago and taking comedy classes and theater classes and trying to make as much money as I can and getting drunk on Wednesdays and just having fun and spending as little money as possible. And I met the man who would be my roommate at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival during the summer, and my last summer in Colorado, and he had come from SMU in Dallas, and he was also moving to Chicago. And I said, do you know anyone looking for a roommate? And he said, I'm living with my friend Weston, but three's cheaper than two. And that's how I got a roommate. That's how things work when you're 22. And we moved to Chicago. We signed a lease in an apartment, sight unseen. They mailed us the lease in the mail. We signed it. We mailed it back. We printed the directions to the place off of MapQuest. We drove there in our rent and our moving van, and then we lived there for 2 years. It was a great apartment. It was the three of us and any other CU Boulder or SMU student that happened to be there at the time, along with dogs and snakes and who were pets, and mice who were not pets. So many people and so many animals that it earned itself the nickname the Ravenswood Zoo. But the zoo portion of my life there didn't actually end there. I, like most of the young actors in Chicago, I found most of my gigs doing community theater or whatever through Backstage, which was both an online and a print publication that you could look for performing jobs. But performing jobs when you're 22 and don't have much of an education don't pay very much. And like everybody else, I needed an income. I don't know if you've heard of it. I hadn't. I was going on interviews, and I wanted to work in a box office. I thought that's a great way to get to know a theater, get to know the community. Now, Chicago is a city with 250 storefront theaters. It's got an incredible amount of theater seats per capita, more than almost anywhere in the world. And they all have cute names, you know, Red Moon, Red Orchid, all of these adjective noun. So when I stumbled across the theater listing for Noble Horse Theater, I assumed it was like Red Orchid. And then later, Single Carrot, at Single Carrot shows, we didn't have carrots there. That was just what it was called. I'd been to shows at Red Orchid. I didn't receive an orchid. That was just what it was called. So I assumed Noble Horse was the same. I was very wrong about that, in the sense that Noble Horse, in addition to being a theater, is also, or it was at the time, the only equestrian stables in the city of Chicago. And they had, in addition to their main source of income, which was the carriage rentals for carriage rides in Millennium Park and on the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, they also had a theater. on horseback. I don't know if you've ever been to medieval times and thought, too black tie. I'd prefer something just as expensive, but more casual. So I went to interview for being the box office manager, and my interview there consisted of one question. What do you know about horses? To which my response was, I mean, I'm from Colorado. Which is not actually an answer to that question, because I know nothing about horses, and I'm also extremely allergic to them. But I really needed a job. And they hired me on the spot, I thought, because I was so devastatingly charming at an interview. In reality, because no one else had applied. My job was to run the box office, which did teach me a thing or two. The other part of my job was to cold call people in the Yellow Pages to ask if they wanted to see a show at the Noble Horse Theater. A show at the Noble Horse Theater cost $60 in 2005. What I liked about Noble Horse is that taking the L to the theater made me feel like I was part of the theater community of Chicago, because it was sandwiched between two of the greatest Chicago performing arts institutions, Second City and Steppenwolf. But instead of taking a right down North Avenue, you would take a left down North Avenue to the stables. And every time I told somebody that a ticket cost $60, I would think about Second City and Steppenwolf and Chicago being home to some of the greatest theater and improv and opera and the Joffrey Ballet, and then have to continue to tell people that a show at the Noble Horse Theater costs $60. Now, the kind of shows that they did things like Cinderella and The Nutcracker, things where if you've read the storybook version as a kid, you would say to yourself, I remember a horse being in that. And then they would put more horses in it. And sometimes a character would be on a horse and talking to another character not on a horse. Listen, I didn't write the shows. I was just selling them. Another part of my job was the whole lobby was heated from a fireplace, so I would make the fire every morning. That was part of my job. I also was sort of a fill-in for whatever, one of those things being a spotlight operator. In most theaters these days, you can do that with two hands. This was a full-body operation. It was a very large theater. I would also fill in. One thing that I didn't mention is that this is also a dinner theater on horseback. And I would also fill in as a server. And I've been a server many times in my life since my experience here. And I can't stress this enough. Being a waitress at a theater on horseback is harder than being a waitress. I had to wear a little matador outfit. I don't know where that fits in with the theme, but it's what I had to do. And everything on the children's menu, and most of the audience was children, was horse-shaped. Sections, when you're a server, are important, what your section is. And when your section is screaming children over there wanting horse-shaped food, it was a little hard to distinguish who had the nuggets and who had the pasta when they're all just horse-shaped. And the matador outfit was made of wool, and I would get so hot that I would go back into the kitchen, and if you've ever been a server, you know what I'm talking about, the huge plastic ice pitchers full of water, and I would just pick one up and dump one on my face in order to cool down a little bit. And cooling down in a Chicago winter is not something you need to do very often, especially when the establishment is heated by a fireplace. But that's the amount of heat I was radiating from my wool matador's uniform. But believe it or not, it wasn't all great. The owners of Noble Horse Theater, Dan and Danny, would go back and forth on trying to decide how they were going to make fun of me. At one point, they would say something like, "Hey, you ever seen a phone with this many buttons on it, country girl?" And then they'd switch to, "You ever shovel this much snow, city girl?" And I was like, you need to pick a side. I understand that Denver's a mid-sized city, but you have to choose which way you're going to make fun of me. But they got me good on my very first day. My very first day was the most important experience of my work life, because everybody else who worked at Noble Horse, besides Dan and Danny, were the trick riders, who were all Swedish, and everybody else who worked as a stable hand was Mexican. And I'm working my first shift. Dan and Danny are nowhere to be found. And someone comes through the door, and they are identify themselves as from animal control. And they said, "We need to take a look at your stables. It's our annual check-in." And I said, "Sure, I don't know, sure." They came back in and they said, "I'm going to need to see some identification from someone who works here." When I said that all the trick riders were Swedish and all the stable hands were Mexican, they weren't legal citizens of the United States. And I've never seen a large group of people run so quickly in my life, but they all ran out of the building, leaving me as the only soul in Noble Horse Theater with legal identification, which I had to hand over. And what the animal control people handed me in return was 32 tickets for animal cruelty issued by Cook County, because it is too cold to keep horses outside in Chicago in December. So after this, I went home, and my roommate, Chris, said, "How was your first day?" And I said, "I got 32 tickets for animal cruelty." And he said, "That's not great." And he walked down the street to the Wendy's, and he bought me a cheeseburger, and he said, "I think you should quit this job." Listener, 14 years later, I married that guy. So thank you so much.